Be reading from James 1, verses 17 to 27. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. He chose to give us birth through the word of truth, that we might be a kind of first fruits of all he created. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. Lord bless you, Steve.
So last week and this week, I'm following the lectionary scriptures, and I forgot that our bulletin also takes themes from the weekly lectionary. So right there in the front of your bulletin, be doers. What does it say? Be doers of the word. And the back, the back devotional is every good gift comes from above. So it's all these themes that I'm working with. So it's great having that kind of coordination. So in the book of James here, we're looking at this portion of the first chapter. The book of James is known for being full of ethical teachings, or this is how you live out your faith in Jesus. In our scripture today, don't merely listen to the word of God and so deceive yourselves, thinking that's enough that you listen to it, but do what it says. Or be a doer of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Next chapter, James will say, just like the body without the Spirit of God in it is dead, likewise, faith without deeds is also dead. So it's important for James how we live our lives, and that's the message he's trying to get across. And so we're challenged, again, to be faithful and obedient day by day. And it goes along well with the scriptures we looked at last Sunday. Joshua, the leader of the Israelites, challenges them. Whom will you serve this day? As for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Jesus, as he's with his disciples and many of the broader group of disciples starts to leave, Jesus says, are you going to leave also? Or are you going to hang in there and abide with me day by day through all things? Will you take up your cross and follow? So these are challenges for us. And the beginning of September just seems like a good time to have these challenges, because a lot of times we're starting new things or we're recommitting to something. And so it's a good challenge for us to think, as I take on these new roles, whether it's in the church or new responsibilities, kind of a new season of life at school or in other ways, the summer relaxation's over, time to step into some things again. Are we doers of the word? Are we being faithful to God above? So I want to think about today what makes a doer? What makes someone a doer? As James calls us to. So I Googled doer, just to see what the general population, the culture around us thinks about what is a doer. A doer is someone who takes action and gets things done, rather than just thinking or talking about them. Kind of sounds like James here, but a doer focuses on execution, They're pragmatic and action-oriented. Their aim is to get things done efficiently and effectively, focusing on practical applications. And probably all of us can say, like, I know that person in my family or at my workplace, just that person who's just efficient, can get things done, something said, and they just jump into action and take care of it. But a doer, according to James, is more than just this driven person who efficiently gets things done. There's a really important foundation under all that striving and achievement of doing things for the Lord. So I want to look at that today, just from this passage from James 1. And the first thing is, a doer receives God's generosity with thanksgiving. There's no action in that. Nothing's being done. But a doer, one who accomplishes things or is faithful to the Lord, receives God's generosity with thanksgiving. The very first verse of our passage today. Every generous act of giving with every perfect or complete gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights with whom there's no variation or shadow due to change. God is consistent in his generosity towards us. And we're thankful for that. I just want to pause for a moment and allow us just to reflect and be thankful rather than absorbing information. Let's just be thankful for a moment. And I want to quote lyrics from a song. This song is All Good Gifts from Godspell. And I found out this week that these are the same lyrics that are part of the hymn, We Sow the Seed and Gather, song that I often associate with Thanksgiving or harvest time. But listen to these words and let yourself be thankful to God along with these words. We thank you then, O Father, for all things bright and good, the seed time and the harvest, our life, our health, our food. No gift have we to offer for all that your love imparts, but that which you desire, our humble, thankful hearts. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. So thank the Lord. Oh, thank the Lord for all his love. I really want to thank you, Lord. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above. So thank the Lord. Thank the Lord for all of his love. A doer, one who is faithful to the Lord, has this undergirding gratitude for all that God has provided, and especially, as we'll see, for the new life, the life that he has provided to us now in Christ Jesus. James goes on to say, in fulfillment of God's own purpose, he gave birth to us by the word of truth, so that we would become a kind of first fruits of God's creation and God's creatures. A first fruit, again, we read about it in the Old Testament. It's this special offering that the people would give. They would give it thankfully. They would give their first and their best. It would be a special offering in recognition of the giver. And in this, as James describes it, we are this special offering that the Lord has given. He has recreated us by his word of truth, so that we would be special people in his sight. As we receive that gift from him, we are thankful. We are humbled. We are open to receive this divine gift, this opportunity of life that God's given us. And so we honor the Lord for all that he's done for us in Christ Jesus. That's the foundation of our actions, our faithfulness to the Lord. It says we're recreated by God with this word of truth. That's part of our DNA. Paul usually uses the word gospel. James here uses the word of truth. But this good news of who God is, what God is doing for us, it's infused in who we are becoming in Christ. Our garden this year wasn't greatly productive. And I wonder about the soil that's in there. This area used to be a fish pond or a fountain from previous owners. I don't know what kind of soil they put in. But this year I have compost just waiting to be used, and I'm hoping to spread that, and those new nutrients are going to be part of the new plants, be part of that new creation that comes up next year, hopefully. The word of truth is that the good news is that for us. On the flip side, I may have used this sermon illustration before, but our son Sam's doing an internship in Seattle, and he's working for a company that restores contaminated soil and water. And one of the sites he was at was a site that this factory dumped their wood products in this land, including pressure treated stuff, chemically treated stuff. And so the soil's full of arsenic. So anything that would grow there, any water that would flow through there would be contaminated with this arsenic. It's not something that you want to be part of this new growth, this new creation. It's almost the flip side of what's being said here. In the previous verse, 16, it says, James says something like, temptations that we give into lead to sin, which leads to death. You know, this contamination leads farther and farther away from God. Here, as we turn to the Lord, the newness that he instills with us is filled with his word of truth. And we're grateful and thankful for what he's doing within us. So that's the first part of this, what a doer is like. Secondly, a doer of the word of God listens well. Here James says, you should be quick to listen, slow to speak, slow to anger. Amplified Bible, which always gives some extra commentary in their parentheses, says everyone should be quick to listen, be a careful, thoughtful listener. Not quick to listen like I'll quick listen and get that over with and start speaking, but you quickly move into this mode of being a careful listener. And then you would speak, but you would speak only with carefully chosen words, only speaking what that which is being spoken within you, letting the Spirit of God speak in a sense, and slow to become angry. You're patient and you're reflective and you're forgiving in your response. So being a good listener, taking in what the Lord's speaking. I remember when I was part of a Celebrate Recovery ministry, and like all recovery 12-step kind of ministries, there's a circle of time where you can share together. And one of the rules is no crosstalk, which is as if somebody else is speaking, you don't interject at all. You don't give a comment. You don't give a helpful word of wisdom. You don't give a criticism. Let them fully speak. And you just fully give your time to listening. So again, we're talking about a doer. But again, there's no action here. There's nothing being done. But a prerequisite to being a doer is that first you are a good listener, hearing from others and especially hearing from the Lord. And so James says, we humbly accept this word that's planted in us. God's word, God's truth, God's character can't be spoken into us if we're not listening, if we're not opening ourselves to that, if we're doing our own thing and not opening ourselves up to the voice of God. And then, so finally, the third thing then, is finally we get to some action. A doer takes responsive action, coming out of that person's thanksgiving, coming out of that person's listening and reflection and opening themselves up to God's word. So again, the Amplified Bible says, prove yourselves doers of the word, which means you're actively and continuing to obey God, and not merely listeners who hear the word, but they fail to internalize the meaning. And so that's where that mirror metaphor comes in. You can look at yourself in the mirror and walk away and forget what it says, forget what you saw. Likewise, we can hear or we can receive the words of God, but if that doesn't become internalized, then we can't use it in our responsive actions and faithfulness. James says, in verse 25, whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues it in it, not forgetting what they heard, but actually doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. That word to look intently, it's used three times in the New Testament. One of the times, Paul is talking about this, the gospel that's been spoken powerfully through these messengers empowered by the Holy Spirit. And he says angels are looking intently, or they're eagerly watching what's unfolding. So he gives this picture of angels like stooping down, wanting to see what's going on down there, what's unfolding in the life and the death and the resurrection of Jesus. They're looking intently, surely not forgetting what they're seeing here. Another time, Peter gets to the tomb on the day of resurrection, stoops down, looks intently into the tomb, and it's empty, and he's just wondering what is happening, what's unfolding. And this is the third time when that word is used. Whoever looks intently into God's word, whoever's reflecting with a genuine faith and wondering how God is speaking to me, to that person then can internalize that and respond to it. So James redefines religion here. Religion isn't just the rituals of worship that we go through. It's not just listening to words like this that just go one in one ear and out the other. They're not internalized. But to be a true doer, to truly be religious, is in your thankfulness, in your listening, you're taking these things in, and it becomes that which forms and shapes your very life. And he gives some examples. Negatively, it's that you're able to control your tongue. And James talks about the tongue several times. I think for James, the clearest indication of the goodness or the faith within you is the words that come out of you and the way you speak to other people. That's one sense of being a doer of God's word, or being faithful to God, is using words that are helpful and constructive and bless other people. But he also says true religion, truly being a doer of God's word, truly being faithful to the Lord in your life, is to look after orphans and widows in distress, or to look with others with care and to be responsive towards them in their needs, and not to be corrupted in life. I used that example of Sam working to with a company that's trying to clean up contaminated soils and waters. And it seems like my perception of things is compared to like the 70s to now, we're doing a much better job of not contaminating the waters and the lands. A long way to go, but I remember pictures as a kid of like these big pipes just dumping out garbage from factories into the rivers and so forth. Like, we're learning how not to corrupt our land and water. And likewise, a doer in that person's reflective and responsive living is able to walk in ways that are much more pure and righteous, and is continually seeking to live that way. So it seems like even though James isn't known, or that book isn't known for his deep theology, there's some pretty deep and good theology of God here. We we get to know a God in this passage who is the source of generosity. If you want to know what generosity is, look towards God, pouring out his gifts from heaven above. A God who listens, a God who's responsive, a God who is righteous and pure in all of God's ways, a God who stoops down and cares about us. And we are called to live that way, to follow in the footsteps of Christ and to be doers, faithfully following him. And so just want to leave you with that challenge. Maybe you're taking on new roles, or you're in a new school, or, you know, wherever you're at in life right now, what would it look like for you to be a faithful doer, genuinely following Jesus in all things, starting with your thankfulness for all that God has offered to your life, being a good, reflective listener, first of all, just soaking in, letting you be well-rooted in the things of God, and then responsively going and doing, living out what you have taken in. So may God bless us in that. Amen.